Bhakti Devi can tell you. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 October 14, 2010. We're reading from Canto 4, Chapter 29, Talks Between Narada and King Prachinabarhi, Text 10. This is basically a repeat of what Narada already told the king, but with explanation.
Kadyotavirmukhi-chatra
Netre-katra-nirmite
Netre-katra-nirmite
Rupam-vibrajitam-tabhyam
Rupam-vibrajitam-tabhyam
Vichase-chakshu-sheshkara
Vichase-chakshu-sheshkara Kadyotavirmukhi-chatra Netre katra nirmite
Netre katra nirmite
Rupam vibrajitam tabhyam
Rupam vibrajitam tabhyam
Vichaste chakshusheshvaram
Vichaste chakshusheshvaram
Kadyotavi mukhi chakra
Netre katra nirmite
Vibrajita.
Vibrajita nevű fényes.
tábjam,
tábjam,
through the eyes,
a szemen keresztül,
vicsaste, perceive,
érzékel,
csaksusa, with the sense of sight,
a látás érzékével,
ichvara, the master,
az úr.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The two gates named Kanyota and Avyamukhi, which have been spoken of, are the two eyes side by side in one place. The town named Vibrajita should be understood as form. In this way, the two eyes are always engaged in seeing different kinds of form.
A Kanyota és Avyamukhi nevű két kapu, amelyekről szó esett, a két egymás mellett elhelyezkedő szem, a Vibrajita nevű város pedig a forma. A két szem tehát mindig különféle formákat néz.
Purport. The two eyes, well, before we read the purport, the word Vibrajita was translated how in the word for word.
Mielőtt elkezdenünk a magyarázatot, hogy hogyan volt a Vibrajita szó fordítva a szavakért fordításra? Emlékszik valaki?
I know you have the book. I'm asking.
The Vibrajita. They said the Vibrajita's name.
And what else?
Which name is it?
And in the verse, how was it translated?
And shall we ask what word for it was?
The town named Vibrajita should be understood as form.
A Vibrajita nevű város, az pedig a forma.
So in one place, Prabhupada's translating it as brilliant or light, and another place he's translating it as form. The two eyes are attracted by brilliant things like light. Sometimes we find that little insects are attracted by the brightness of fire and thus enter into it. Similarly, the two eyes of the living entity are attracted by bright and beautiful forms. They are entangled in these forms, exactly as the insect becomes attracted to fire.
Magyarázat. A két szemet olyan ragyogó dolgok vonzzák, mint a fény. Néha láthatjuk, hogy az apró rovarok vonzódnak a tűz ragyogásához, és belerepülnek. Ugyanígy vonzzák az élőlény két szemét is a ragyogó és gyönyörű formák. Prabhu lejti őket, pontosan úgy, ahogy a rovarokat vonzza a tűz.
Kajyo tavir muki chatra nature e kantra nirmite rupam vibrajitam tabhyam vichaste chakshusheshvara. So here in the purport it's rupam and vibrajitam. Rupa is form and vibrajitam is brilliant. So brilliant forms.
Itt a fordításban az van, hogy rupa és vibrajita, rupa az a szentő forma, a vibrajita pedig a szentő fényes, tehát ilyen fényes forma.
In the creation of the material world, when fire or light is created, from there comes form.
Amikor az anyagi világ, amikor a teremtés folyamat az zajlik, akkor először a fény jön létre, és abból pedig a forma.
It's not possible to perceive any forms with the eyes without light.
Nem tudunk a szemekkel formákat érzékelni, hogyha nincsen fény.
You could perceive with the hands, but not with the eyes.
Lehet az a kezekkel érzékelni, de nem a szemmel.
And all beauty has to do with light.
És a szépséget is a fénnyel lehet érzékelni.
Because without light you can't perceive beauty.
Mert hogyha nincs fény, akkor nem lehet látni a szépséget.
And we tend to think of beauty also in terms of light. We generally think of beautiful things, I don't know how else to say, in terms of light, in relationship to light.
És a szép dolgokat is általában a fényhez, vagy a fényességhez.
how the sunlight or the moonlight is playing on ripples of water. Or at the rising or setting sun shining on the trees and mountains. The weather here now has been very gray the last few days. And nothing looks beautiful. We went into the city yesterday. And the whole city looked
ugly.
Because there was no light. People like to get jewelry that catches the light and sparkles and glitters. Even whenever we want to have a party, we always have light. So many festivals in the world are related to light.
At
Christmas, people put lights on their houses.
Do
they do that here? Some houses, at least in America, some houses are completely covered with different colored lights. But in every culture, the festivals are related to lights. Or fireworks, do you celebrate with fireworks? Whenever there's some big government holiday, then people will have fireworks. And if you have a guest coming to your home, you turn on the lights. Part of the arati, actually the main feature of the arati ceremony, is the lamp. When you're welcoming somebody, you welcome them with a light. And that's how you know that somebody's home. The lights are on. And we associate lights with life and with affection. We talk about the light in someone's eyes. I read a story once about a man who used to capture animals for the government. Like wolves that would eat the sheep and the cows. And one time his 10-year-old son was with him. And they found an animal caught in the trap. But the animal was still alive. And as they watched, the animal died. The boy said to his father, "Why did the light go out of its eyes?" After that, the father stopped that business. See that if someone is alive and healthy, they're full of light. So naturally, the jiva is very attracted to light. Even the demons who like to be awake at night, they don't like being in the sunlight. They have so much artificial light. The cities are lit up with colored electric lights. And in the subterranean planets of the demons, as described in the fifth canto, where there's no sun, so there's brilliant jewels on the heads of snakes.
Kígyóknak a fején, ilyen nagyon jó kristályok vannak.
always full of light.
És az mindent fénnyel ragyog be.
So of course the reason we were attracted to light.
Szóval ami miatt mi vonzódunk a fényhez.
Is because Krishna is full of light.
Az azért van, mert Krishna tele van fénnyel.
You see little babies.
Láttatok a kis gyerekeket?
When they're very small.
Akkor nagyon kicsik.
They'll often just stare at light.
Valamikor csak így bámulják a fényeket.
And we are also full of light.
És mi is tele vagyunk fénnyel.
Just reading yesterday where Prabhupada was saying how the Brahma Jyoti is made up of living entities.
Tegnap olvastam, hogy Prabhupada mondja, hogy a Brahma Jyoti az tele van élőlényekkel.
When the impersonalists say the mantra Soham, I am the same.
Amikor az impersonalisták mondják a mantrát, hogy Soham, én ugyanaz vagyok.
So this means that we are all ultimately part of Krishna's light.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy végül mindannyian Krishna fényének a részei vagyunk.
This was in Krishna book when Krishna and Arjuna enter into the Brahma Jyoti to see Mahavishnu.
Ez a Krishna könyvben van, amikor Krishna és Arjuna elmentek a Brahma Jyotiba, hogy megnézzék Mahavishnu.
So this tendency of the living entity is to want to see something full of light and beauty.
So az élőlénynek van ez a tendenciája, hogy lássunk valami fényt, valami szépet.
If ever we see something very beautiful, we want to keep looking at it.
Ha látunk valami szép dolgot, azt folyamatosan nézni akarjuk.
I remember noticing this once in an airport.
Emlékszem, ezt egyszer megfigyeltem a repülőtéren.
There was an extraordinarily beautiful woman.
Volt egy rendkívül gyönyörű nő.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody that
beautiful. Nem hiszem, hogy láttam valaha ilyen szépet.
And everybody she was sitting down, and everyone who walked past was just staring at her.
Csak ott ült, és mindenki, aki meg arra járt, akkor ott csak ilyen bámultam.
It was very hard for people to look at anything else.
Nagyon nehéz volt az embereknek bármilyen máshova nézni.
Bumping into each other.
És akkor egymásnak ütköztek.
That was many years ago.
Ez már évekkel ezelőtt volt.
And I'm sure that's not happening to her anymore.
És azt hiszem, hogy ez mostanában már nem történik meg ezzel a lányban.
But that's our tendency.
De ez a tendencia.
Whether it's a beautiful person,
legyen szó egy gyönyörű szeméről,
a beautiful animal,
egy gyönyörű állatról,
like a peacock,
mint egy pálva,
or a multicolored parrot,
vagy egy ilyen színes papagáj,
a tiger, something in nature like a mountain or a waterfall,
valami természeti jelenség, egy hegy vagy egy vízesés.
We are naturally attracted to something that is full of light and beauty.
Természetesen vonzódunk hozzá, mert tele van fényel és szépséggel.
We've made a mistake.
De elkövetünk egy hibát.
And we've decided to become attracted to the energy instead of the energetic.
Azt, hogy az energiához kezdtünk el vonzódni, ahelyett, hogy az energia forrásához vonzódni.
And to the material energy instead of to the spiritual.
És az anyagi energiához, a lelki energia helyett.
Instead of becoming attracted to the source of all beauty and the source of all light.
Ahelyett, hogy minden szépségnek és fénynek a forrásához vonzódnánk.
We become attracted to the reflection.
A tükröződéshez kezdtünk el vonzódni.
So, when we become attracted to the reflection,
amikor a tükröződéshez kezdünk el vonzódni,
the result is not very pleasing.
Akkor az eredmény az nem túl kedvező.
And we have discovered this in the material world.
És akkor ilyen felfedezéseket tettünk az.
We see something that is attractive.
Mi látunk valamit, ami vonzó.
And we try to enjoy it.
És próbáljuk azt élvezni.
But when we try to enjoy it,
amikor próbáljuk élvezni,
we simply hurt our hand.
Akkor igazából csak az anyagi energiának a kezébe kerülünk.
So if something is in front of you,
valami van előtted,
and every time you try to enjoy it,
és mindig, amikor próbáljuk élvezni,
you simply hit a hard surface.
Akkor mindig csak egy ilyen kemény felületet.
Then what is in front of you?
Akkor mi van előtte?
A mirror.
Egy tükör.
That means where is the actual object?
So akkor hol van a valódi tárgy?
Yes, behind us.
Mögöttünk.
But the conditioned soul doesn't get this.
De a feltételekhez kötött lélek az valahogy így nem érti ezt.
And they try again and again and again.
Újra és újra.
All that happens is your hand becomes bruised.
És akkor csak annyi történik, hogy megsérülök ezen.
But it looks like that is where there is enjoyment.
De úgy néz ki, hogy ott van az élvezet.
It must be.
Ott kell legyen.
I see it right there.
Látom, ott van.
And one never thinks to look behind.
És eszembe se jut, ha hátulról
nézek. For that we require a guru like Narada Muni. Says actually you have a relationship with the source of all beauty and all light. Turned your face. Bahir Mukhe. We took our face and put it outside. Now all we are seeing is the reflection. This is how Krishna describes Maya in the chapter slok to Lord Brahma. Says whatever appears to be a value, if it has no relation to me, it has no reality. Know it to be my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. We have originally spiritual eyes, which are meant to be filled with the vision of
Krishna.
But when we turn from Krishna, our spiritual eyes become covered by the eyes of the mind.
Akkor a lelki szemünket az befelé az elmének a szeme.
By subtle eyes.
A finom fizikai szem.
And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is commenting on this verse.
És Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur az ehhez a vershez.
Says the soul is riding on the subtle eyes.
Hogy a lélek az a finom fizikai szemén utazik.
Goes out of the gates of the eyes, of the gross eyes.
Kilép a durva fizikai szemének a kapuján.
And touches the form.
És megérinti a formát.
And this is what we are doing instead of seeing Krishna.
És ezt csináljuk, ahelyett, hogy Krishna-t látjuk.
Not only is it just a reflection. It is one problem is that it is a reflection.
De ezzel az a probléma, hogy ez csak egy tükröződés.
The other problem is that we are not contacting it directly.
A másik probléma pedig az, hogy mi nem közvetlenül kapcsolódunk.
It is an indirect experience.
Ez egy közvetett tapasztalat.
In one sense, you can say the eyes are not seeing anything at all.
Egy szempontból mondhatnám, hogy a szemünk az nem is lát igazából semmit.
If you cut the optic nerve to the brain.
Hogyha elvágjuk a szemidegeket, ami az agyhoz vezet.
So light will still be entering the eyes.
Akkor a fény az még mindig bejut a szemben.
The cones and the rods on the retina will still be firing.
A retinám ezek a különböző dolgok, ezek még mindig úgy működnek.
But I will not see anything.
De nem fogok látni semmit.
So where is vision actually happening?
Akkor hol történik a látás igazából?
It's happening in the brain.
Az agyban.
It's really just electricity.
Ez csak elektromosságról van szó.
That I am interpreting as form.
Hogy csak így interpretálom a formát.
And how do I know that I really see what is there?
Hogy amit látok, az tényleg ott van.
Well, I can say everyone else sees the same thing.
Például, mert azt is lehet mondani, hogy mindenki más is ugyanazt a dolgot látja.
But we could all be equally illusioned.
De lehetünk egyenlő mértékben is illúzióban.
We know that there are animals that can see things that we cannot see.
Például vannak olyan állatok, amelyek olyan dolgokat látnak, amiket mi nem látunk.
We are not directly contacting the sense objects.
Közvetlenül nem is tudunk kapcsolódni az érzéktárgyakhoz.
Our experience is being narrowed.
A tapasztalataink azok ilyen korlátozottak.
We are our physical eye and our brain and our subtle eye.
Van a durva fizikai szemünk, a finom fizikai szemünk és az agyunk.
Is only allowing us to see a little tiny part of reality.
És ezek csak a valóságnak csak egy parányi részét engedjük
látni. We are experiencing it indirectly.
És ezeket csak közvetlenül tapasztaljuk.
That is another reason why it does not satisfy us. It becomes very quickly boring. Just like this temple is so beautiful. But if you live here all the time, you probably don't notice it so much anymore. Some guests come and they say, "Wow, you have lights in your onyx altar."
I
used to live in the Detroit temple. It used to be the mansion of a very wealthy man. It had used to be like a palace of a very rich man. There was pure gold in the floor. And the ceilings were all made of glass from Venice, Venetian glass, very beautiful. Everything was marble, with pure gold, not just gold mirrors, but it was real gold. And I used to give tours to the public. And people are just astonished. But I lived there. After a week or two, it's just where you live. It doesn't give you the same thrill. So this is the problems with material beauty. It fades. The beauty doesn't stay. It's just a reflection. We're not experiencing it directly. And there's not much taste in it. It gets old. It's like we are looking at the same Krishna every day. And he gets fresher and fresher. But no one can look at the same material body every day. You will not see on the magazine covers always the same beautiful person. Every month they have to have a new face. And in the magazine there has to be 30-40 different faces.
You're
not going to use the same person on for every advertisement. It becomes old. So this desire to see beautiful, effulgent form is a real desire. The impersonalists say, "Stop seeing. Don't look at anything." But we want to look at someone. We want to look at Krishna. And we want to look at Krishna all the time. With our physical eyes. With the eyes of the mind. And ultimately with our real eyes. So, so many descriptions of the beauty of Krishna. And although he's dark, he's effulgent. So we don't have an experience like that. That something dark is also dazzling. But Krishna is dark and dazzling. And every part of his body is beautiful. Each limb of his body is equal to the whole. Even a very beautiful person, unless there's something wrong with you, you will not be staring at their toenails.
I don't
think even the most most beautiful person. I don't think their toenails are very beautiful. But many descriptions are there of Krishna's toenails. If there's a footstool, not a footstool, it's like a place to put your feet. If there's a footstool made out of different colored jewels, as soon as Krishna's toenails touch it, his toenails are so bright that you can't see all the different colors anymore. The footstool looks like crystal. So many descriptions of the beauty of Krishna's feet. Not just his feet. The marks of his feet on the ground. So where do we experience beauty like this? If I put my handprint on the window, no one is going to say, oh, this is beautiful. Immediately somebody will clean it. If I walk outside in the dirt and then leave footprints, you will immediately get the mop. But when Akura saw Krishna's footprints, he felt unlimited.
Amikor akkorra látta Krisnának a lábamat, akkor végtelen boldogságot érzett.
And when we were at New Rajdam, every time anybody said Akura's name, everybody went, but he's a nice good boy.
Amikor New Rajdamban voltak, és valaki mondta Akurának a nevét, akkor a baktáknak azt mondták, hogy de igazán volt egy jó bakta.
So as soon as he just saw the prints of Krishna's feet,
amikor ő meglátta a Krishna lábának a nyomát,
felt unbelievable happiness. We may feel a little bit of happiness at seeing the sunset shining on a lake, with snow-covered mountains and colored birds flying in the sky. We feel little. But Akura felt unlimited.
De Akura, végtelen boldogságot érzett.
Just by seeing the marks in the ground of Krishna's feet.
Csak azáltal, hogy látta Krishnának a lábát, a benyomát a földön.
And the devotee is advised to meditate on the form of the Lord.
És a baktának az azt tanácsolják a baktának, hogy meditáljanak Krishnának az lábát, a
benyomát. To constantly keep the form of the Lord within the mind.
Hogy folyamatosan tartsuk annak a formáját az elmében.
And this is one of the purposes for which we have the worship of the deity. So many paintings. So many descriptions in the Shastra. In most of the scriptures of the world, there are not descriptions of God. Just that he's great. And he's powerful. But we can actually meditate on
Krishna.
We can dress and feed
Krishna.
Prabhupada said the real cure for lust is to meditate on the beauty of the deity. To fall in love with Krishna's beauty.
And
so this is the proper use of the eyes.
Ez a szemeknek a megfelelő használata.
Otherwise they become like insects that go to a fire and get burned.
Máskülönben ezek csak olyan kutyák, rovarok, amelyek belerepülnek a tűzbe, és akkor megégnek.
Krishna says, any one of the senses on which one meditates can carry away the mind of even a person who is intelligent and trying to control him. That's a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that even one of the senses on which the mind meditates can carry away the mind even of an intelligent person who is trying to control their senses. So of all of the senses, we say the tongue is the most difficult. But the eyes can also be very dangerous. Because whatever we think about, we become attached to. So if we are seeing the beauty of this world as separate from Krishna, and we are contemplating enjoying that beauty, then we will simply get bruise and pain. So we may say, well, what can we do practically? Should we just sit in the temple room all day? Just looking at the deities? We're supposed to be preachers. We go out in the world. There are so many beautiful men and women. Beautiful signs. So many things that attract our eyes. Should we do like Bilva Mangala Thakur? Poke at our eyes. I remember one devotee in New York. He was really having a problem with his eyes. When he would go on book distribution, if he looked at the young women, he would become so disturbed. So he was just looking at the ground. But then on the ground there were advertisements that people had thrown on the ground. So that will not help us. What are we going to do about the beautiful things of this world? Think that they belong to
Krishna.
The definition of Maya is anything that appears to be of value if it is without relation to me. So Maya is when I see something as separate from Krishna.
It is
for me.
It is
for me to enjoy. If I remember, this is Krishna's beautiful thing. And this is just a little bit of Krishna's beauty. This is meant for Krishna's happiness. Whatever beauty we have, we should use that for Krishna. Like I was just in Poland. And they go out on
Harinam.
And all the devotees are dressed very nicely. Not just the women. Everyone is dressed very nice. And they have flags. And colored fans. And people think, oh, it's a party. It's a carnival. They're not thinking, oh, it's a religion. It's some cult. It's some Hindus. They just think, oh, it's an Indian carnival. And then they come and take prasada. And they take books. And they were all chanting Hare Krishna. All these ordinary people. And they were dancing. They're all in front of the stage, dancing, chanting Hare Krishna. And Indrajuna Swami spoke for 1 hour. They're all listening. Maybe 2 or 3 people. Maybe. Hundreds of people were listening to philosophy. You're not that body. They're listening. Why? Because they were attracted by the beauty.
vonzott őket a szépség.
Oh, here's something beautiful. Let's go see.
Vagy itt van valami szép dolog, nézzük meg.
So if Krishna has given you beauty,
szóval, hogy Krishna ad nekünk szépséget,
use it in his service.
Akkor szolgáljuk az ő szolgálatát.
Don't think, oh, this is mine to enjoy.
Ne gondoljuk azt, hogy ez az enyém, hogy élvezzem.
This is for me to attract the opposite sex.
Hogy ez az enyém, hogy vonzom az ellenkezőt.
And control them.
És kontrolláljuk őket.
And whatever beautiful things you have,
és bármilyen gyönyörű dolgod van,
offer them to Krishna.
Ajánlj fel Krishnának.
Appreciate them as prasadam.
És akkor értékeld úgy, mint prasadam.
Whatever beautiful things Krishna gives us, nice flowers, most people in Budapest, they're not wearing real flowers. Probably in their whole life, they've never once been wearing real flowers. They probably just wear plastic jewelry. So we appreciate as prasadam.
So akkor értékeljük ezt úgy, mint prasadam.
We appreciate the beauty of the temple as prasadam.
Értékeljük a templomnak a szépségét, mint prasadam.
We're offering it to Gaudiya.
Amit felajánlunk Gaudiya.
And they also let us enjoy it.
És amit hagynak, hogy mi is így részesüljünk belőle.
Then our eyes will not degrade us.
És akkor a szemünk nem fog degradálni bennünket.
We think, oh, this beautiful woman, this beautiful man, they are meant for Krishna's service.
Ez a szép nő, vagy szép férfi, ez arra van Krishna szolgálja.
The beautiful scenery in the world that is meant for Krishna to enjoy.
A világnak a szépsége az arra van, hogy Krishna élvezze.
Let me offer it to him.
Ajánljuk ezt fel neki.
And then the very eyes which can degrade us can elevate us.
Akkor ugyanott a szemben, hogy degradálni tudna bennünket, akkor fel fog bennünket emelni.
So I'm sure today, as we go through our day, you will notice something bright and beautiful.
Biztos vagyok benne, hogy amikor a napi teendőinket végezzük, akkor fogunk látni valami szép jelenőt.
You can think, how can I use this to become more attracted to Krishna?
És akkor gondoljuk azt, hogy hogyan tudom ezt úgy használni, hogy még jobban vonzódjon Krishna.
At least we can appreciate.
Legalább úgy, hogy értékeljük.
If Krishna made this beautiful thing,
hogyha Krishna ilyen szép dolgot csinált,
how beautiful he must be.
Akkor ő milyen szép lehet.
At least we can. Everybody wants to be appreciated.
Mindenki szeretné azt, hogy értékeljék őt.
Everyone wants their creation and their handiwork to be appreciated.
Mindenki a teremtésben azt akarja, hogy értékelve legyen.
So at the very least we can have some appreciation for Krishna.
Szóval akkor mi az értékelésünket felajánlhatjuk Krishnának.
Some questions, comments, corrections, additions,
hozzáfűzés,
subtractions, chastisements.
Szidalma.
Yes. Egy olyan dolog, hogy az a városban, és mesterségi zajok vannak megtolható, stb. Hogy sok ember a csarnokban hangosan beszélnek, és az ember megpróbál meditálni Krisztán, sokkal nehezebb, mint mondjuk a természetbe kint, ahol ugyanannyi madár van akár, mégis könnyebb meditálni Krisztán. Pedig ugyanúgy az érzékszerveket elvezetheti, tehát maga az az energia Krisztán kezdve megindulásul, akár a víz hatalom. De mégis könnyebb, és jobb az elmének, megmutatja az elmét a természet, mint hogyha a városban meditálok, nehezebb a koncentrálni. Ugye ez valamit egy pici ellentét, vagy ez a kettőségben?
Can you get on that?
Although we see nice things in the nature, which is attracting our eyes.
You think somebody may need something.
So we see nice things in the nature, which is attracting our eyes and attracting away from Krishna. But there, in the other side, there are in the town many noises and nasty things, buses and so on. And this is also so this is not attracting away our eyes from Krishna, but still very it's making very difficult to meditate on Krishna. Is it not a contradiction?
Well, it depends what modes of nature attracts you. Some people will be attracted more by the mode of ignorance, or more by the mode of passion, or more by the mode of
greed.
But in any case, you can relate everything to Krishna. Whether it's nature or sound in ether.
Azt Krishna azt mondja, hogy én vagyok a hang az éterben.
So all sounds are Krishna.
Szóval minden hang az Krishna.
Just that we are covered by ignorance.
Csak annyit jelent, hogy szóval mi be vagyunk fedve a tudatlansággal.
So there's many places in the Bhagavad Gita.
És a Bhagavad Gita már sok helyen van.
Krishna talks about how to meditate on him in the world.
Amikor Krishna azt mondja, hogy hogyan meditáljunk rajta a világban.
He says, I am the light of the sun. So the light of the sun is now coming through the windows. How is this like
Krishna?
Whatever I am seeing, whether it's in the city or in nature, is by the grace of the sun. Even the artificial light is coming from the sun. They're probably burning petroleum or fossil fuels.
Valamilyen fosszíliás üzemanyagot égetnek, és akkor abban
that's coming from plants,
ami növényekről jön,
which got all their energy from the sun.
Ami pedig a napból kapja az energiát.
Or if they're using hydroelectric power,
vagy pedig valamilyen vízi erőmű,
that's from the sun evaporating the water.
Ami meg az erőműködik, mert a nap elpárolgatja a vizet.
So anything I see,
bármi, amit látom,
it is by the grace of the sun. Is
Krishna.
Anything that's attractive. Without Krishna, there'd be no attractiveness. What's really attracting me is
Krishna.
I mean, Krishna says the whole material creation is just one spark of his splendor. The whole creation. And I'm attracted by a little piece of a 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 piece.
És én olyan csak egy kis darabkájának a darabkájának a
and it's so attractive.
És az olyan vonzó.
How much is the complete attraction?
Akkor mennyire vonzó lehet a teljes egész?
That you can meditate.
Ezzel lehet meditálni.
If this thing is so attractive.
Hogyha ezek a dolgok olyan vonzók.
And the whole universe is just a spark of Krishna's splendor.
És az egész univerzum az Krishna a pompájának csak egy szignálja.
How attractive is Krishna?
Mikor Krishna mennyire vonzó lehet.
The gopis don't want to even blink.
A gopik még pislantani is akar.
I don't even notice when I'm blinking.
Még észre sem veszem, hogy a pislantó.
They don't want to blink.
De nem akarok tudni pislantani.
I'm just staring at Krishna.
Csak bármilyen katlan Krishna.
It's explained in the Madhurya Kadambini, the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura, that when the devotee experiences love of God and first sees
Krishna.
It's like all of his senses become eyes. He feels like his whole body is like just eyes. He doesn't want to stop seeing Krishna. And his beauty goes on and on. And as Krishna looks at the devotee, he feels happy. You know, happy people always look nicer.
When you're
happy, you look nicer.
When you're
happy, you look nicer. That's why when they take a photograph, they tell you to smile. So when Krishna looks at the devotees, he gets happier and happier. Whatever you're attracted to in this world, it doesn't get more and more beautiful.
It's
less and less. So there's a few ways you can meditate. Let everything remind you of
Krishna.
Everything has some connection with
Krishna.
Even Krishna says he's death. Even if you see something rotting and spoiling, that's also Krishna. Krishna is in the forest. And they're in such deep separation. They don't even notice anything. When he goes to Vaikuntha, the residents are talking. But even before he sees Lord Vishnu. And so many devotees have helped him. Of course, when Krishna comes back from the forest, then all the devotees also accept
him.
They're just in an ecstasy of separation. When they're in separation, they see Krishna everywhere, they don't see anything else. It's like one man recently wrote me a letter. His oldest son just died. He was 17. Actually, he had one older child who died when he was 2. And when this child was back, he got very attached. He said he prayed to God 1 billion times, please let this child have a long life. And just very recently, the boy was working on his computer. And there was some problem with the electricity. He got a shock and died. So this man wrote me. He said, all day long I simply am seeing my son in my mind. He said, I'm constantly crying and I don't see anything but my son. He was everything to me. So if we can feel that kind of attachment for another jiva, how much attachment can we feel for
Krishna?
So he was so much absorbed in his son, he said, I can't even speak to anybody or think properly. Of course, when that happens materially, it's not very pleasant. It's intense, but it's not sweet. There's some taste, but it's not a nice taste. But that exists with Krishna millions and millions of times more. But it's a nice taste. Like we pickle. With your food, you eat some pickle. Is that enough? Anything else? Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Urmila Mataji ki.
Thank you for translating.
Sorry, I have only 64 kilobytes.
You only have 64 kilobytes? And I wonder what my brain is.